Thank you. Again, my name is Brad Bailey. I represent the towns of Littleton, Bethlehem, Monroe, Lyman, Lisbon, Franconia, and Sugar Hill.
What district is that, Representative?
Grafton 14. I wanted to just mention, and I will be brief, we've talked a lot about figures and burial and so forth, but back in 1978, my father and I took a fishing trip up to Canada. This was a while ago. We used to go fishing every summer. And my dad wanted to go up to Quebec, and he wanted to go to the North Shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway. And he said, well, I want to go fishing up along the Manicouagan River. So it was a long trip. And when we got up to the village of Baie-Comeau, which is right on the water, we had to drive another 100 miles up this river to get to the Manicouagan Dam. Now, the Manicouagan Dam, for people that don't know its size and the scope of it, which was built by Hydro-Quebec, is absolutely enormous. We'd never seen anything like it before. The also known as the Daniel Johnson Dam, it was built between 1959 and 1970. That dam is 700 feet tall, 4,300 feet long. It's the largest dam of its type in the world, and the reservoir is the fifth largest in the world. Northern Pass is looking to generate 1,000 megawatts of power. This one dam generates over 2,500 megawatts of power. It's incredible. As a matter of fact, if you go on the Google map and you scale back, and if you're looking at all of North America and parts of South America, you can still see the reservoir. That's how big it is. It's about 50 miles across. Anyway, the point I'm making is that when we were up on top of the dam, and again, I'm going back to 1978, my father was with me, and he said to a couple of Canadians, he said, gosh, this is a lot of power. This is extremely impressive. Do you need all this power? He said, no. He said, well, what's Quebec going to do with all of it? He says, we're going to sell it to you in 20 or 30 years. So here we are, and it looks like we're going to have power coming through the state of New Hampshire. But I have to say that in my short time in the legislature, whether it's casino gambling or it's the budget, this one issue has generated more phone calls and more emails to me and to most of us here in northern New Hampshire than any other topic. And people are still worried. We know you're going to bury some of it, but it is going to impact real estate values, it's going to impact tourism, and on behalf of the majority of my constituents, the vast majority of my constituents, they're not going to be happy unless you look at burying the whole line. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. One thing